Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Monday, the seventh day of June 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Paul Watson, for his Monday report, will be joining us from the prison planet, exposing the global tyranny. In about 30 minutes, we're going to have wide open phones, getting your response to Ronald Reagan, the Hollywood actor who was in big political fights in the primary with George Herbert Walker Bush. Then George Herbert Walker Bush's business partner's son supposedly shot Ronald Reagan, but Ronald Reagan told the New York Times he thought that at first it was the Secret Service shooting him, but we're just supposed to ignore all of that. And the Hinckleys also ran the company that produced the shooter of John Lennon 3 months before. Very interesting family in business with the Bushes, living in the same town with the Bushes, Midland, Texas. Multiple Bush siblings working for the Hinckleys. So we'll go over some of that evidence we have not yet covered. It's a good time to bring all this back up to people. We've got some different news articles and synopses up there on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com for you. The government's saying there's an upcoming terror attack here in the next few months. There's a lot of indicators that could happen. I want to get into that, the Bilderberg Group as well, a lot of 9/11 prior knowledge, but we're continuing with the Reagan situation. Dead at 93, died Saturday at his home in Bel Air in California, in Los Angeles. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Jeff in Florida. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Good. If anybody wants to know more about this, I don't know if you carry this book or not, but I recently got this from the John Birch Society, the book called The Insiders, about all the presidents. It was made back when Clinton was still in office, but it goes all the way back to the Carter administration and talking about how the Council on Foreign Relations, the trilateral.
Well, yeah, that's who makes up the entire cabinet.
Exactly.
It's a rarity to have somebody in the cabinet that isn't a member.
And it, you know, it's talking about, it gives dates and, you know, references and everything, but it's talking about exactly what you just said about how Reagan and...
Well, Ronald Reagan told members of the press at the convention that he was threatened by Bush and others and Kissinger that he better play ball.
Exactly.
And now this is on the record. It's on the record that Reagan attacked Bush as a globalist during the primaries from 79 into the campaign in 1980, calling him a globalist. And now Bush Sr. has the nerve to go, in the main newspapers yesterday, Reagan helped the New World Order.
Exactly. And see, in this book here, it's a small book. You know, if people don't like reading that much, it won't take much time. They have several quotes just from Bush Sr., you know, one from that tape clip that you played earlier, you know, the New World Order can't emerge, and billions of others, New World Order quotes from him.
Yeah, he said it about 230-something times when he was in the White House. He said it dozens of times. He said it again Saturday night to a reporter.
Exactly.
It's in the main news right now.
And also, we were at a flea market getting people to sign the petition and everything to stop the FTAA. That's supposed to be going for a conference.
Yeah, Free Trade Area of the Americas with the Pan-American Union.
Yeah, and we got, you know, a lot of people responding. We got a lot of people. One guy called us a conspiracy, kind of like what Sean Hannity calls us, you know.
Because there's publicly getting rid of the border, setting up giant meetings in Miami, publicly doing this. It doesn't exist. If there's anything I'll have to have responsibility in facing, the doctor says you've got brain cancer. No, I don't. Shut up. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Shut up. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. This incredible denial. I mean, they're still saying there's not a new world order. As the UN openly calls for world government, world taxation, as the Supreme Court says they're under UN control in the front page of USA Today, as they rule according to UN edicts, it doesn't exist. Tyranny doesn't exist. Just lay down to government, worship it. Government's God. Don't control it. The Founding Fathers were bad. They were conspiracy theorists, too.
Hey,
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested, the home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander, will kill all germs on your countertops, and more.
Wow, where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MYAIR and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MY-AIR, or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have the Hinckley family. John W. Hinckley, father of John Hinckley Jr., was president of the board of World Vision, the CIA front, that developed the individual that who had just worked for them overseas and suddenly came back and shot John Lennon 3 months before Ronald Reagan was shot. They lived in Midland. They were business partners with the Bushes, socially hung out with them. Neil worked for the family. They had dinner with Hinckley Jr. The Secret Service helped to set up Reagan II. Reagan was told not to wear his vest that day, his protective vest, and It continues that they did not follow his normal protective measures with the limousine. He should have come out the door and gone directly into the limousine. That's how he arrived. He came. The Secret Service formed two rows on either side of the back door. They open the back door, and he goes in. When you hire a limousine, they don't go to the house down the street. They come to your door. But not when they pulled up to get Reagan. He had to walk down the street. That's why he looked confused. When you're the president, they move it 6 inches to make sure that it's in the right place. It was in the right place when he arrived. He got out and went through the phalanx of the two rows of agents. He's safe into the VIP entrance. He comes out of the same exit. Where's the car? It's nowhere near the door. Just like with Yashak Rabin. It's 40 to 50 feet down the pavement, so he's got to walk out into the open. What's supposed to happen? The Secret Service is supposed to surround him like a diamond and protect him. One guy goes forward. McCarthy'd open the door for him. The rest don't surround him. They all file out like a line of ducks off to the right, and then they leave Reagan walking in the open with Brady and those other guys. Then the shooting happens. The damage that was done there once the shooting started was quite extensive. Brady was hit, which literally took a large chunk out of his brain and knocked him to the ground. A black cop was nicked in the neck, a big beefy cop, and he spun and hit the ground hard on the spot. Not a 22, folks. McCarthy, 160 pounds, was lifted by the shot that hit him in the groin at the back door of the car and thrown through the air to the front bumper of the car. He himself says that it was no 22 caliber. You shoot people with 22s, don't even know it for a second or two. All of the early press reports said that Hinckley was firing a 38 and that it is much more consistent with these kinds of reactions. A 22 will hurt you, injure you, and do more damage inside you, but it's not going to knock you over. A 38 is much larger caliber of bullet. Hinckley purchased a 38 at a pawn shop on Elm Street in Dallas, the same street where Kennedy was assassinated. Then the official story changes after 3 or 4 hours, and Hinckley supposedly had a 22. I went through the ABC News footage, and you can actually see the replacement of a 22 and the pickup of the 38 by a Secret Service agent. Hinckley, instead of being taken under civilian custody or even federal custody, he is a military district in D.C., but he is also in several federal districts. He is whisked off to Quantico Marine Base, and that's where he is held for questioning. I think this was part of the debriefing and deprogramming, but he's not taken under civilian control. He's taken under military custody. Then he's moved from there to the psychiatric evaluation at Fort Butner, South Carolina, which was the first prison, it's even been in the mainstream news, that was developed where the cells and the blueprints were called labs. It was the first mind control experimentation prison in the country. He spends his time down there, again with a group of psychiatrists that are interlinked with other assassinations, and then he is eventually brought to the court and declared not guilty by reason of insanity for the assassination attempt. Now they're letting him out of the mental institution today. It's a convoluted story, but the parameters are always the same. You have a patsy that takes the blame. You have a second gunman that never comes to light. And indeed, Reagan told the Associated Press he thought that he was shot by Secret Service agents in an interview published in the New York Times, April 23rd, 1981. Quote, I knew I had been hurt, but I thought that I'd been hurt by the Secret Service man landing on me in the car, and it was, I must say, it was the most paralyzing pain. I described it as if someone had hit you with a hammer. But the sensation, it seems to me, came after I was in the car. And so I thought that maybe his gun or something. Suddenly, I found that I was coughing up blood. Then after that, Reagan got himself to George Washington Hospital despite attempts to bring him to the Bethesda Naval Base. Yeah, he argued with them. He actually said, I'm the president, take me here. Michael Gilson, de Lemons, author and member of the National Committee on U.S. Libertarian Party, picks up the story, writing on January 20, 2002. When Reagan was shot, he apparently assumed that his vice president did it. How do I know this? From the fascinating information that my mother, who volunteered at the hospital where he was taken and was a friend of his from old Hollywood days, shared with me. It seems that shortly after he woke up, he asked for a D.C. patrol officer, had this person find a U.S. ship that had just reached the area, and soon sailors with sidearms guarded his bedside while he placed the whole hospital under his direct command and swore all the secrecy. They buffered him from the Secret Service and anyone else. This is on the record, too. He trusted no one, and perhaps by protecting himself with unentangled sailors from the officers fresh from sea, saved his own life and the country from one more bleak mark of shame on one fellow catcher of the Rye devotee and a 38 caliber enthusiast and guest of World Vision, again, the same folks out with the employees blasting other people, was alleged apparent Lenin assassin Mark David Chapman. Let me just recap this and I'll go straight to your calls. You have Neil Bush working for John Hinckley Sr. You have John Hinckley Sr. in business with the Bushes in two separate oil companies in Midland, in the country club together, dinner together, some of the biggest campaign contributors, Associated Press from 1981 reporting. You have the Hinckleys as the head of World Vision, the CIA front that only pops up in conflict zones with its, quote, missionary front group, with Mark David Chapman, the supposed shooter of John Lennon, who works at World Vision, leaves Latin America, shows up, goes directly to the hotel, and blasts Lennon, who'd suddenly stopped being a socialist. And I've got the songs. We ought to play some of these. New World Order, Illuminati, you devil worshippers, we're going to stop you. I mean, boy, he was dead within a month of releasing that CD. I've never heard on the radio. It's amazing stuff. In fact, I keep saying I've got that at my studio. I need to bring that down here and play it for you. He gets blasted all of a sudden. They couldn't have him spouting off about the New World Order. And it's a World Vision employee doing it. just incredible stuff. And then you've got Hinckley, the son of this guy. It just goes on and on and on and on. And it's the same thing with Yitzhak Rabin going, where's my limousine? What's going on? Walk through here, sir. They all step back. Shots ring out. He gets in the car. And then we've had the reporters on, the doctors, all the people. He was shot multiple times, not given treatment at the hospital, and he died. And it's the oldest trick in the book. It's like the Secret Service pulling off of Kennedy and, you know, telling him, oh, here's your car today, this open back when you're supposed to ride in. What? Yeah. And LBJ on the radio the whole time, and his own lawyer saying he had him killed. I mean, stop being naive, people. They were better enemies in the 1980 campaign, George Herbert Walker and Ronald Reagan. And suddenly there was no more talk of abolishing the IRS or getting rid of the BATF. Suddenly the government expands radically in spending and explodes, and, you know, all of this happens. Okay. I don't want to keep going on forever here. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. I guess up next is Terry in Washington. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, Alex, good morning. You were talking about how Hinckley was working as a agent for the Vanderbilt dry wells, sort of laundering money.
Well, that's what the news reports I was reading said.
Yeah, well, as you know and I know, the Vanderbilts were one of the pillars of the Skull and Bones, right?
That's right.
And the other day when you were on vacation, I turned over to C-SPAN, and the guy that's the news anchor for CNN, his name is Anderson Cooper. You know who he be?
It rings a bell, but why don't you enlighten me?
Well, he was telling some little colored kids how they can be a success, too, that he worked hard in his life and he made it. And one of the little colored girls stood up and says, well, don't you think you had a bigger advantage being the son of a Vanderbilt? And he just stood there sort of shocked.
And he says,
well, you,
is.
Yeah, he says, well, yes, my mother was a Vanderbilt, and I did have some advantages like going to...
Well, that's the point, is it's all this giant nest of Hinckleys and Vanderbilts and Cheneys and Bushes and Careys all nesting, running this giant theater scam on us, and Bush tried to defeat Reagan. Reagan won. He was basically just a puppet, but thought he was really supposed to be a conservative. And he told Mr. Skousen, this is on the record, that they threatened me to go along with what they say. So it's all on the record.
Yeah, we've got Vanderbilt Skull and Bones telling us what the news is. Even we're the ones that are being brainwashed.
I hear you, my friend.
Well, that's about all I got for you. And remember to bring in that Beatle album for us old guys, huh?
Well,
okay.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a compilation of one of my employees borrowed it, was making copies of it, and I haven't found it since. I know it's somewhere up there at the office. I need to get that, I need to play that. Because, I mean, literally, the lyrics are like, Illuminati, you devil worshippers, you bound it all, we're going to expose you, and then, pow, pow. No, you're not. World Vision dropped by. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
All right, we're going to get into Bilderberg Group, more 9/11, prior knowledge evidence, a ton of news coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Let's try to get through as many of these calls as possible. Let's go ahead and talk to Myron in South Dakota, then Eric, John, JR, Jim, and others. Go ahead, Myron.
Yes, Alex. I'm maybe a little more critical of Ronald Reagan because I happen to know of his beginnings. For instance, when he ran for governor in California, he was running against Pat Brown, as Pat Brown being this wild, spending liberal. And after Reagan got elected, all the people who helped him to get elected were pushed aside, and the people who were condemning him and backstabbing him all the way up were appointed to key cabinet positions. that to me, that was a pretty much of a telltale that sometimes things aren't what they seem like.
Well, I mean, the government exploded in size. All this happened, but don't confuse me with the facts. He was an actor, and I've bought the acting. But look, I mean, to be completely serious, though, he was obviously better than George Bush. And that's why they clearly went after him.
I'm talking about as governor of California.
No, I know.
By the time he finished two terms, he had tripled the size of the budget in California.
No, I know.
Increased the taxes. So I had a friend of mine tell me at that time, right after he got elected, Major Pedro Diaz-Lanz, who helped Castro get into power, who was charged with the Air Force for 6 months until he denounced Castro as a communist, came to this country, testified for the Senate Select Committee, and denounced Castro as a communist. Eisenhower got on TV, denounced Lanz, and Lanz told me,
"No, I know.
Be careful
Castro,
of these
Castro,
guys.
Castro was our boy, as usual, just like Bin Laden, just like Noriega, just like Saddam."
Right, and he told me, "Be careful. Don't listen to what they're saying. Just watch what they're doing." And I started doing that, and I tell you what, I had some of the worst months in my life.
I'll tell you, that's bad. You shouldn't watch what people do. You should just believe what they say.
Right, and this is what most conservatives do. They just follow the rhetoric, and they don't look what the guy is doing.
Hey, all the liberal media is telling us he was the most conservative ever. It must be true. Thanks for the call. No, it is true that the government roughly doubled. You were saying tripled in California under Reagan, but let's just ignore that, okay? Because if you attack him, you're with the liberals. Not nothing against Ronald Reagan. He was an actor, folks, but the people behind him were very, very bad. And the Bushes were certainly angry at him during the campaign for some reason. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm one of your Prison Planet contributors.
Yes, sir.
I have a book coming out next month. I have some more information to add to all that. Bush Sr. and Scott Hinckley separately contributed to John Connally in 79 when he was leading a campaign to stop Reagan from gaining the presidential nomination. Also about the Secret Service shooting at him, Judy Woodruff, an NBC News correspondent, claimed that she saw a shot fired from the top of the roof that day. So that's just more information.
Do you have an Associated Press article or something on that?
I can dig that up. I have it all. I have a full bibliography on this.
Yeah, email it to tips@infowars.com or to the webmaster there at Prison Planet. Contact the webmaster, and we'll post all
right.
that.
Hey, Alex, also, we can't dismiss the Skull and Bones connection. It's so obvious that a lot of conservatives don't want to make that jump. And also about Alexandra Robbins' book, she is a secret society member of Yale College, and she's getting all the hoopla.
She was a member of Scroll and Key. We've interviewed
right.
her. And she only brings out some of the evidence.
She brings out enough to make people think she's telling the truth, and then she puts the disinformation
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah. Well, people should find out about that Solomon's connection. And then there's enough. That's just one more, you know, skin on the onion.
Absolutely.
Peel them back and peel them back.
Send me a copy of your book. Take care. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Yes. Ronald Reagan's daughter from his second marriage, Patty, wrote an autobiography titled The Way I See It. She said Ronald Reagan did not even recognize his own son, Michael, from his first marriage when he graduated high school in the 70s. She also confessed that she was a drug dealer in California, and Governor Reagan protected her from police raids. She did confess that Reagan and Bush conspired treason with the Iranian terrorists to hold Jimmy Carter's embassy staff hostage when the election. That was the start of Iran-Contra with the October surprise, and the hostages were not released until the actual Reagan-Bush inauguration ceremony, which she
But you know that Reagan and Bush were fighting with each other during the primary, and we know, I mean, from the evidence, isn't it clear to you that that there was foul play with Hinckley?
Of course, and she said that Bush extorted his way into the Reagan ticket just the way LBJ did with Kennedy.
And, well, that's admitted from what Reagan was saying to the press at the time of the convention.
Right, and she was so disgusted with all this that she changed her name from Reagan to Davis, even though Nancy was a total psycho who destroyed their family.
Well, look, I'm going to believe the Hollywood image from the actor. I think bigger government's good and conservative, okay?
Don't forget that Kitty Kelly wrote that George Bush Sr. was arrested while he was vice president after he crashed his car in D.C. on a date with his mistress and was arrested for drunk driving.
Well, let's not discuss that either.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll get to your calls coming up before this hour ends, but everybody be patient. I want to get Paul Watson's take here in just a few minutes on Reagan. God rest his soul. And then I also want to get into the latest Bilderberg Group developments, some new 9/11 information, a ton of other news we need to cover. Before we go to Paul Watson, though, and shotgun through this news, I do want to encourage all of you to get his book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Remember a few months ago we played the clip of Bush going, we're there to bring chaos and then order. I mean, order out of chaos. That's their motto. They create the crises to offer you the solution. An Order Out of Chaos is 324 pages long, full of diagrams, documents, news articles, covers dozens of different examples of government-sponsored terror, how government carries out the terror to scare us into submission. There's my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. There's the two films I've made on September 11th, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Part 2, The Masters of Terror, that's even been written up by the New York Post. You need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, or Police State 1 and 2, they're both excellent as well, to see the FEMA camps, the foreign troops, the Marines training to take your firearms. These are horrifying videos, but they wake people up, they get them out of their denial. You can give people news articles all day, and most of them won't wake up. They have video of FEMA saying all Christians are terrorists. Homeschoolers are terrorists. They have video of Marines training to put us in camps. Then they're going to wake up. Okay? You need to have these videos. They're $25.95 a piece. And we got books from $5 to $25, you know, from 100 pages to 800 pages. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Safe Secure shopping cart. Or call toll-free. And by the way, if you get three or more of any of my 10 videos, they drop down to $20 a piece. Big discount. The toll-free number is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action now, my friends. Get the videos. You're authorized to make copies of my videos to spread the word. The power of the people taking action is almost unstoppable. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't stand idly by and let the globalists use terror to totally enslave us. Paul Watson, we got a ton of news I want to go through and a bunch of calls, but first off, we got a lot of information posted on the sites about Ronald Reagan. I'm not here to attack Ronald Reagan. You know, I mean, compared to Bush and Clinton and people, I mean, he was a conservative, I guess. But the point is that we have to face the facts. And in a nutshell, what are the facts, Paul?
Well, I mean, the facts are, as you've documented earlier on in the show, is that basically the Reagan government was the first Bush senior government. Because during the 1980 presidential campaign, Reagan actually went on the record to vilify the 19 Trilateral Commission members that were in the Carter administration, which included Carter himself, obviously. And also George Bush, because he was a member of both the Trilaterals and the CFR. And so it's on the record that Reagan pledged that he would never allow Bush Sr., that is, a position in the Reagan government. And so the Republican National Convention rolls around in 1980, and Reagan is basically expected to win the presidency by a landslide. And the media commentators began, you know, talking up Gerald Ford as the vice president and saying that Ford and Reagan would be the dream ticket, which would basically have been a split presidency because Ford would have chosen half of the Reagan cabinet. But then, and I mean, this is all detailed in all these Associated Press articles that we've got, in a complete U-turn, basically, Reagan rushes to the convention floor late at night of the Republican convention, breaks all precedents, and says he wants to straighten out the rumors and gossip that Ford would be chosen to be the VP. And Reagan goes and says he's changed his mind and recommends that George Bush be nominated for vice president, his supposed arch enemy. And so after that, you know, Reagan never again spoke out against the CFR. His cabinet was composed of 28 CFR members, 10 Bilderberg Group members, and 10 Trilateral Commission members.
And Cleon Skousen was there and said that Reagan told him that he was threatened by Kissinger.
Yeah, and obviously Kissinger's got the whole set, Bilderberg, CFR, Trilateral. James Baker, Bush's campaign manager, was appointed as Reagan's chief of staff. And after the assassination attempts on Reagan, which we can also talk about because there's literally hundreds of inconsistencies with that, Reagan goes ahead and invites a delegation of trilateralists to the White House 2 months after the assassination attempt, and that was reported in the Washington Post.
Yeah, because at first Reagan really was talking about getting rid of the BATF, speaking out against the income tax. I mean, I've got the quotes, I've got the news articles. He totally shifts after that bullet goes into him.
Exactly. The assassination itself, before the assassination attempt, the Hinckley oil empire are tied in with contributions to George Bush's campaign. There's an investigation into the Hinckley Oil Company, which was Vanderbilt Energy Corporation, which finds fraud and demands that they come up with answers within hours, and that was on the very day of the assassination attempt. As he mentioned, Neil Bush scheduled to have dinner with the Hinckley family on the night of the assassination attempt. At the very moment that the assassination attempt is taking place, Bush Sr. is on his way to speak with Trilateral Commission members. There's a strange transfer of executive power, basically a redefinition of the 25th Amendment, which...
And General Alexander Haig freaks out and goes, "I'm in command, I'm in control!"
Yeah, because it detailed, you know, what would happen if the president was disabled and they were changing it in the days before the shooting. And then the assassination attempt itself, Hinckley, was just the distraction because NBC reporter, a reporter called Judy Woodruff, said that she saw a Secret Service agent from the hotel above Reagan's limousine.
And she's now with CNN. She's now with CNN.
So she said that the Secret Service agent above Reagan in the hotel fired the shot. And blatantly, he would have had a direct line of sight to shoot Reagan from above, from the hotel balcony, because Hinckley's supposed shot had ricocheted off the limousine door before it hit Reagan. It's another one of those magic bullet scenarios, so it's more likely that the shot came from the Secret Service agent, and that's what...
And then we have Hinckley's daddy, Hinckley Sr., running this world vision that's where the shooter emerges from to blast John Lennon.
Well, exactly. John Hinckley Sr. was the president of World Vision, which basically it came out was a CIA cover that produced mercenaries and assassins, and things like the Jonestown camp were later examples of how they tried to create that same thing. But John Lennon's killer, Mark David Chapman, was involved with World Vision, and it seems that the Lennon assassination was a dry run for the Reagan hit, because both Mark David Chapman and John Hinckley Jr. were obsessed with the book by J.D. Salinger, Catcher in the Rye, which Chapman was found reading both before and after he shot Lennon.
And then they grab him and take him to a Marine Corps base, which had had Senate hearings just years before as a major mind control center. It's like Jolly West, who was in the Senate hearings for being a mind control master, being the federally appointed psychiatrist for McVeigh. I mean, folks, it doesn't get any more ridiculous.
And then I looked on the big genealogy website, genealogy.com, and not only were Bush and the Hinckley families intertwined in a business aspect, but this website lists them as interrelated, and that Bush and Hinckley were actually cousins. Big surprise.
Oh, like Kerry. I tell you, it's just the same system over and over again. So we're not here bashing Ronald Reagan, folks. I mean, Ronald Reagan said he didn't like the Grove, so did Richard Nixon. But you cannot ignore what Nixon said about the Grove. And by the way, can we post that clip in the Reagan news section, Paul? Can we take all these Reagan articles and put them in one section?
Yeah, I'm gonna build a section later on with all this information included.
Yeah, we've got it all broken up all over the site in the last 3 days for folks if you want it. But all right, let's shift gears. Every year we get some good info out of the Bilderberg Group meeting that concluded 3 days ago, or 2 days ago, excuse me. What do we got on that front?
Well, we haven't got much, because basically this year's Bilderberg Conference has to go down as, you know, one of the most censored out of the past 5 or so years. And that's because, as Jim Tucker reported, Bilderberg were apparently very angry at the extent of last year's coverage in France. And this year they went to great lengths to prevent leaks of any kind, which is why... You know, they were able to keep the location of the conference a secret right up until the last minute, basically. And so the secrecy this year compared to last year is clear, which you can see from the website, the Bilderberg Archive, last year's meeting in France. We got dozens of photographs of the members arriving and leaving, people like, you know, Pearl Kissinger, and dozens of mainstream media reports, many of which were actually good investigative pieces. But this year we have just a handful, and, you know, one photo of Henry Kissinger. But the point
now we do have the guy that will probably end up being Kerry's VP, running mate, being inspected at this year's meeting.
Exactly, and that's John Edwards. UPI reported today that Senator Edwards, who is likely to be Kerry's running mate, was in attendance. So along with John Kerry's closer genetic connections to European royal families, it's looking increasingly likely that it's going to be President Kerry in November.
Yeah, that's a major indicator, because they'll normally have the VP running mate there getting his orders beforehand.
Well, exactly. And again, every president since Washington, the one with the closer connections to the royal family, is elected. But apart from that, with Bilderberg, the only mainstream reports that there were mainly derogatory towards anyone that, you know, believes Bilderberg has any influence over world policy making.
Well, you know, I was talking to a national British TV station this morning that was had me consulting for them. And I said, you know, when one Hollywood star goes out for a swim, there's paparazzi. Yes, yes. Well, they're always following the Queen around, right? Yes. Well, you have 200 royal and the richest people in the world, and even some Hollywood people, you know, showing up, Steven Spielberg, at this meeting, but then the BBC says you're bad if you talk about it, and they said, you know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, this should be covered. But no, the BBC says that it's secretly racist. Or it actually says you're with bin Laden, you're with McVeigh, if you think it has power. So you shouldn't want to investigate power, Paul.
No, the quote, the exact quote is, in Yugoslavia, leading Serbs have blamed Bilderberg for triggering the war which led to the downfall of Milosevic, the Oklahoma City bomber, Timothy McVeigh, the London nail bomber, David Copeland, and Osama bin Laden are all said to have bought into the theory that Bilderberg pulls the strings with which national governments dance. And then from this I noticed that the other mainstream reports that came out subsequently just parroted the line that anyone that questions Bilderberg is with the terrorist. Furthermore, you know, they use the old anti-Semitic attack. So again, if you think 120 world leaders meeting in secret is interesting, then you're a racist. And it's a shame that the writer of the BBC hit piece doesn't, you know, keep up to tabs with his colleagues at the BBC, because during last year's conference in France, and we've got this MP3 file on prisonplanet.com in the Bilderberg section, the BBC journalists had access to the Bilderberg archives, and they discovered that Bilderberg called for the creation of the European Union years before it came into existence in the early 50s. So I guess those journalists reading from Bilderberg's own archive documents are terrorists and racists for pointing out that, you know, yes, indeed, Bilderberg does shape the course of global policy making.
All right. I want to hit a few other articles here, then we'll come back and take some calls, and there's a lot more in the third hour. We'll get into Bush's erratic behavior worries White House aides. This is from Capitol Hill Blue, folks. But first this. Taliban told U.S. it would give up Osama. Now, we already knew this, but now this is out of Reuters. They offered to arrest bin Laden so they get cruise missile, just like Sudan, and then that dovetails with U.S. told Saudis to let al-Qaeda gunmen escape. This out of the Scotsman. In every case, Taliban told U.S. it would give up Osama. United States and Taliban officials met secretly in Frankfurt almost a year before September 11th attacks to discuss terms of the Afghans to hand over Osama bin Laden, according to the German television documentary. But the U.S. didn't want him. Same thing. So it never ends, Paul.
Well, exactly. And in order out of chaos, I go into detail about the numerous attempts from different countries to track down and hand over bin Laden. I believe, you know, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia also tried the same thing. And obviously the Taliban were willing to negotiate with the U.S.
Yeah, these Arab countries are going, please, please don't take us over. We'll do whatever. We'll work with you. We know you've got the power. Why would Arabs blow up buildings, folks? No, as usual, just like with the Hinckleys, bin Ladens are admitted business partners. Vacationing, living in Lubbock, hanging out with them, living together in Saudi Arabia. I mean, these are FBI agents telling you this. This is Fort Worth Star-Telegram. The truth is stranger than fiction, and the only Taliban leader to actually be held was the religious leader who 2 weeks before, this is BBC, sent a communique to Bush giving him specific details, going, why aren't you going to stop this? He was waiting. When the liberation took place, supposedly, they're happily, you know, and the general was ordered to arrest him, and he's still in custody. So the Taliban that warned us, that didn't flee, that was waiting there, they're the ones that get arrested.
And what was the quote? They had to accept a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs because they were holding out against putting the oil pipeline through. So, I mean, they were willing to negotiate, but, you know, by the time it reached July 2001, where then the CIA directly went to bin Laden in the United Arab Emirates, which was in the Washington Times, to have a little, you know, confab with him. By that point, all negotiations were off, and, you know, the attack was being prepared.
That's right, folks. And then Bin Laden dies of kidney failure. The deal's made. His body's frozen, ready to be brought out before the election. But we may have stopped that because of exposing it, Paul.
Well, Iranian state radio reported in February that they had already captured Bin Laden and had him on ICE. So we're talking 4 months ago.
But it was over 2 years ago that I broke the news of what the White House source told me.
Yeah, so it's anything from, you know, at least 4 months to 2 years ago in which they've had him captured, all the while these tapes come out, audio and video tapes, which are later proven to be complete frauds. And so there was an article in the BBC on Friday where Rumsfeld's wife jokingly mocks him every morning for not catching Bin Laden, and it was a big joke. So I don't know, maybe they're preparing for it in the next few months before the election, maybe... you know, due to the fact that we've blown the whistle on it. I mean, you had Brian Lamb on C-SPAN, you know, talking about, oh, staged imminent capture of Bin Laden. Maybe we've backed them off and then they may try something else.
Yeah, Brian Lamb attacking me. All right, we'll break, come back, take some calls. There's so much other news. Bush throwing tender tantrums in the White House. Very, very serious. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, facts are stubborn things, and we deal with facts on this broadcast. We're about to go to JR and Roger and Chris and many others that are patiently holding. Paul, you had a chance to hear me on National British Radio this weekend, and you notice some of the callers were like, everything you're saying is a lie, it's all your opinion, shut up. And the other times I came on, I didn't get that much heat, I guess, but a few of the callers did disagree. basically because they were screening for them, which is fine. But you notice they never have facts. It's all emotion, Paul.
It's all emotion, and it's 95% of these people can't string two sentences together. So, you know, there's no real challenge. That's the only argument that they can reside with. It's, you know, it's your opinion. It's this whole moral relativism argument, because if we're living if we're swimming in a sea of opinions, then everybody's right. But I mean, all you have to point out to these people is that it's their opinion, that it's your opinion, but you've got the facts, you've got the documents, and we spend hours every day exhaustively documenting everything we say.
I'll say to them, so if I come over and stab you, that's okay? Well, no, of course not. You know, I'll talk about the Aztecs, who sacrifice tens of thousands of people every year, and somebody will call in and go, that's their culture. And I go, well, the Nazis had a culture of killing people. Is that okay? Well, of course not. So, see, your moral relativism doesn't work, people. It's only meant to neutralize your arguments. Now, let's talk to JR in Texas. JR, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, JR.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, yes, sir. I have a couple of questions for you, Alex.
Yes.
The first one is, I wanted to ask you if you had any advice for us struggling small business owners that, they're trying to get our business up off the ground, and everything just seems to be heading downhill from here. And, you know, with this impending terrorist attack that's going to most likely happen before the election coming up, it's just... I wanted, to ask you if you had any advice, or...
Well, I'm not going to... I mean, personally, I'm no business whiz-bang expert, but I know this. The real economic numbers are very bad. They're telling us, ooh, 1 million new jobs. Well, that's people getting a second job, a third job. It's millions of people going off the unemployment rolls. Then that's counted as someone who's not unemployed. The President's Economic Commission told us 3 months ago that fast food jobs are industrial. He said that importing jobs overseas or exporting jobs overseas is our greatest asset, needs to be accelerated. They say that layoffs of high-tech workers are going to get seven times worse in the next 4 years. Congressional Budget Office. Debt's at all-time high. Energy prices are exploding. Every time energy prices explode in the last 100 years, we have a major recession or depression. So all I see is bad numbers. But meanwhile, they're saying, go in more debt, go in more debt. Everything. Paul, you got any comments?
Yeah, well, Hannity was on the air on Friday saying that the economy is improving in leaps and bounds. And he drew reference to all the editorials that they're putting out in, the Washington Post, New York Times, that are saying that the economy is getting better, when that, contrasts with
the
reality.
This is the same supposed liberal New York Times that said, oh yeah, Niger uranium, mobile weapons trucks, aluminum tubes, the liberals lying for Bush. so liberal. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. My next question, Alex, was what are your thoughts on rebuilding the World Trade Center and what's going on at Ground Zero regarding the rebuilding process?
I mean, it's already been decided, and I mean, I think,
would you support rebuilding the Twin Towers for the next millennium, for the new millennium?
I don't even think it matters that much. I think it should be up to the people of New York. Of course, they're not being listened to.
Okay.
In major polls, the people didn't want it rebuilt, and the government said, yeah, so what, we're going to build this new giant one tower.
Yeah. Well, I have an important announcement to make regarding Ground Zero.
Uh-huh.
I may. This July 4th, in the morning, around noontime, there will be a press conference and a protest rally at Ground Zero, sponsored by Team Twin Towers and the World Trade Center Restoration Movement. For more information, go to teamtwintowers.org. And if you're in the area, please drop by and support the rebuilding process.
And, okay, so you guys want to rebuild it then?
Yeah, the Twin Towers.
Well, what they're going to do has already been decided.
Well, but they don't have money to
do it.
We'll
be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.